think of the Sammy Watkins trade?
Wild. I mean, you walk into your office and you leave your office and everything kind of gets flipped upside down. It was exciting, and he's been awesome to have here.
Yeah. What do you think, just in general terms, what do you think he could mean to the offense?
I'll tell you, he's a guy we got to get the ball to a whole bunch. I mean, it's funny because we talk about it in our room. You know, good players just naturally start getting the ball, whether you call play for him or not. I think it just shows here in practice just kind of what we've done. I mean, it might not be necessarily his number, but EJ just naturally finds him, throws it to him earlier. He goes up and catches it. I mean, it's so exciting. I mean, just even for practice for me, I'm kind of like, ooh, what's he going to do next? You know, what's going to happen? So it's very exciting to have him on this football team.
He's got a big strike zone.
Very big. We call it a catch radius. Yeah, his catch radius is very impressive. It allows the quarterback to take a little breath and just kind of throw it anywhere he can in that region, and know if we get it here, he'll be able to do something special with it.
And then,
I mean, we're going on only day 3 of practice. I think the tape, I mean, he always gives me one of those looks of, oh, you know, like he gets all excited. So I think he's got that feeling that it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. They're going to have a good chemistry. But, I mean, on just day 3, I mean, we still got a lot more work to do.
In the college offense at Clemson, I mean, you know, obviously they're going to do things that come the easiest sometimes.
Yeah, you got to take advantage of that stuff.
A lot of screens.
Yeah.
Birds.
Yes.
You know, it worked pretty good.
Yeah, we'll probably do that some too. Why not?
But how much does he need as an NFL receiver now? How would you describe his development as a route runner, given that?
I would say up to this point, as a pro, first and foremost, he's been amazing. I mean, just the way that he's kind of attacked this whole thing, because he understands that he is a little bit behind from the route running standpoint. He's done a great job working hard, just starting from the rookie mini camp. I mean, just really, really throwing himself into the offense and the routes that we want him to run, which are a lot of unique things and different things that he has done in the past. And it's pretty. I mean, it's funny because he's doing what he's doing now, and you can tell that he's thinking. I'm sitting here going, wow, wait till he's not thinking anymore and he's just running and just playing ball. So he's done a great job working to get there, and he's got a lot of work to do from his route standpoint, as he knows.
And, you know, obviously, EJ, you know, where do you see him right now?
It's so much more fun now not having him as a first-year guy that you sit there and you say a word to him, and you sit here and he goes, what is that? You know, okay, that's what it is. Now I go run that. Now it comes natural to him, so now he can play football. He can understand what's happening to him. He can understand where he should go with the ball. So his advancement is growing rapidly. I mean, just even in the first couple days, yesterday especially, getting Robert and Sammy out there and being able for him just to go out there and play and not have to think about just kind of what the play actually is. He just gets to go play. It's awesome. I mean, it's awesome to see how he's growing, how he's getting better. He's really changed his whole mannerisms and everything, just kind of how he's been, just from the standpoint, I think he doesn't have to think about any of that older stuff. It's more, hey, this is business. This is what I got to do. I got to get better.
He listed progressions, reading coverages as two major steps that he wants to take right now through this course of practices and obviously at the training camp. What kind of steps do they have to be through the process? Are we talking like incremental kind of stages of that, or is it, let's get this as soon as we can?
Well, I think originally it was for him, he just wanted to know what the progression was and just always be able to have that come naturally. You know, who am I throwing to first, who am I throwing to second? I think the next step for how we do it is now once you see what the defense is doing, you know within that progression where you're probably going to go with the ball, which makes you more accurate, makes you more comfortable, more relaxed in the pocket. When you watch EJ just even last year, when he had a play that he knew and he could see what was happening to him and he knew where that ball was going to go, it was beautiful. If he had any doubt, it was, I mean, who knows what was going to happen. And I think that he needs more plays and more things to become like that. And that's where he's at, and that's what he wants to develop. Understanding the progression and then where he's going to go within that progression when he faces the defense.
All of that will lead to him being more decisive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you can tell just me standing back there and watching him. I can tell if he knows what he's doing. I don't need to look at anybody else. And you could tell by just his demeanor, where he's looking, what he's doing, just his posture when the ball's out. And it's funny because he's getting to the point that he knows, even if it's that little tiny bit of an extra little step or something like that, he knows now. See, back in the old, last year, I'd have to go, oh, what are you doing that? He'd go, what? Now he's starting to correct himself. He's starting to feel that area of, okay, I know what I need to do. I know why I was late. I know why I didn't see it fast enough. And that just needs to continue to develop, and that's with experience.
You talked about the receivers focusing on being step-oriented, not necessarily married to counting steps on routes, but he was talking about how their step orientation is critical to him. Can you just maybe elaborate on that a little bit, just in terms of how the two tied in?
Yeah, what we wanted to do was we wanted to make everybody more accountable and understand we've always set a certain depth. We want you to get to a certain depth. And what we've done is we've tried to make it so that now they know, okay, there's a certain amount of steps that you take to get that depth. Just like when we tell a quarterback, hey, you're going to take a five-step drop. It's the same thing. It's five-step drops for a quarterback. What's the steps for the wide receivers? So we're all choreographed, just kind of like a big dance out there. So everybody meshes and works together. So I think what that does is that allows everybody to be more accountable with each other to say, oh, you didn't take enough steps. Oh, you did this. Instead of, oh, you just didn't get your depth. It gives us now something to talk about and say, hey, this is what you can do to get better and get at a better depth so the spacing of the field is better.
Does it also make it more black and white and less gray?
Yes, that's the whole point. And that's where accountability comes from. It's got to be black and white. The minute it's gray, you can't say, oh, that was right, that was wrong. Quarterback late, wide receiver. We don't want there to be any questions about that. We want everybody to know right where everybody's going to be every time and how we create that spacing across the field to be a more efficient pass game.
The practices here, I mean, you know, it's spring. You've got all kinds of different people rotating in and out on offense and defense, receivers. Is it, how do you evaluate? I mean, you know, there might be four plays in a row where it's a check down or it didn't look pretty or not that there's anything wrong with a check down. But
throw the ball to Fred and CJ.
I guess what I'm saying is, how do you evaluate? Do you kind of break down more individuals than a gross team, how the offense is looking over a 10-play stretch?
It's about the spacing. It's about what the defense gives us. We don't know what the defense is going to run, so it's all about kind of what they give and how that play fits, just like a game situation. You want to see how everybody makes their decisions, how they adjust their routes, how they adjust their drops, how they adjust where they're going within the progression. And as long as that goes through the proper steps and we get to the right guy within that progression, that's how we kind of develop that a guy was able to run his route in that situation.
Nathaniel,
how do you deal with the pressure or the, maybe the added, I'm not sure if even pressure is the word, but the commitment the team has placed on offense this offseason?
Oh, I love it. That's how it should be. Yeah. Hey, it's offense. We score points. I mean, that's the fun part. We could have, there's so many opportunities looking back last year and being involved in last year on the different things that we did with the multiple quarterbacks, with the multiple players and the young team. And we could have been so much better. And I think that it's more exciting. I mean, it's not necessarily that there's pressure. I think we put that on us every week because we knew we could be so much better. All those guys in there knew. And we just have to be able to capitalize on that stuff a lot more and understand that.
That's what you have to prove. Not just.
Oh, yeah, we got to do it. Everybody. EJ, everybody. The entire, all 11 guys, all of us. Myself, everybody. We all can get better. And I think that there were some great opportunities there, and we just have to continue to get better and every day get better at something and show. And it's not about thinking anymore what the play is. It's now it's about getting great at that play. And I think that that's what we want to take away, the thinking. Take away that thinking. Let's just be great at what we do.
More specific to that, with all of the red zone work today, are there specific things that you look at from last year in the red area that you say, you know, let's zero in here?
Oh, no doubt, yeah. Yeah, today with the red zone being the first red zone, typically red zone is a completely different package. And I think that's kind of why the guys were thinking a little bit and they were trying to get everything kind of worked out. It's a lot different than the field. So I think that we wanted to be able to really create a unique red zone package and be able to marry it with our run game, marry it with and have the same counters with the pass game. So those are things. And once again, it happens so fast down there, whether it's pads or no pads. I mean, everything is quicker down in that red zone. We talk to the guys all the time. So we have to be able to execute that. And it just changes the whole demeanor. Whether you run the same play in the field or down in the red zone, it's a completely different animal.
The running back position certainly was good last year, and it, you know, looks better, you know, deeper. What does that allow you? I mean, do you think that's going to allow you for maybe even more specialized packages?
Sure. I mean, I think that's when you look back at last year, kind of where we were, I mean, we had to do some certain things, and you look at now where we can go with, as we develop as a group, as we develop with the quarterbacks, as we develop with the running backs, you want to put the best guys out on that field as much as you can, but still have the ability to have depth, and if somebody gets banged up, to be able to still be an efficient team through a 16-game season. And adding that depth at that position says, wow, I mean, there's definitely some fun things that you can do, and there's a lot of visions that I think we have for where the offense can go and how we can improve it every second, because we don't want to just be the same thing. We want to definitely be unique.
How do you balance the specialization against being predictable based on personnel?
Oh, that's the key. That's the key. I think when you look at just when you look at any time when you're putting together a scheme on how you do it, you have to look at everything and say you have to have enough of both. You have to have enough of the stuff that they do good that you don't lose what your foundation is, but at the same time still have those wrinkles in there to make it so that they keep guessing. I think that's the beauty of it. That's why there's a lot of different people that do this, and some are good, some are bad, because you have to be unique. You have to be exciting, and you can't just stand still and just say, hey, I'm just going to do this over and over. But you still have to have the ability. When the players are doing something good, you can't get away from it. And we did good at that last year. I think that there's some things that we need to spice up here and there, and still kind of stay with our foundation.
If those running backs do stay healthy, I know it's a big if, you know, as you mentioned, the injury is a very real possibility there. But how do you make three or maybe even four guys happy with the number of touches that they're going to be getting?
More plays. Run a lot of plays. I mean, that's always been my answer. The more people you got, the more plays you run. That's why I like that on-tempo stuff, because I love the guys that we have. You can keep them fresh and keep feeding them. You know, they all get hungry.
Pace question, the question of pace. You ran the third most plays in the league last year.
Yeah, we should have ran more.
Under normal circumstances, you know, when you're up by less than 17, do you envision pushing the pace?
I'll tell you, it's funny. We look back at last year and those first four games when EJ had a lot of run going on, and it was awesome. I mean, we were really rolling. And it's funny because you look back at it, and as the season went on with the changes that we had at that position, it slowed down. I mean, for us as coaches, we wanted it so much faster. But I think that you have to be realistic with the people you got in there and the people that are going out there and do what they do good and not overdo it. You don't want to sacrifice efficiency. I think that's the big thing. So we have to be efficient, and the better we get, the more we have of the understanding of the offense, the faster we can go. So I think I'm, as you guys know me, I always want to go fast, always want to get more plays and have more fun.
Daniel, I'm sure you had a lot of time to kind of reflect about what you can do to help, you know, expedite this offense and get to a better place. How high was it a priority of understanding C.J. Spiller's game a little bit better and getting him in more advantageous situations?
Oh, huge. I mean, it was huge. I mean, C.J.'s a great, great guy, and he's an electric player. And I think for me to understand the difference of those two guys, when they're in, what they can do, I mean, that's just about everybody working together. It's just like a quarterback learning how to throw it to a wide receiver. For me, it's how you call plays with all those guys, how I mesh with them. That's why I have to be understanding of what they all do good and put them in those situations so they can be successful. That's part of my job, and I think getting to know CJ, seeing how he works, that's definitely going to help us as we move forward.
Early on, did you think you miscast him a little bit?
No, I don't. I think it was new for everybody. I think it was me, it was him, it was everybody. It was the quarterbacks, it was who's going to be in there. I mean, there were a lot of questions, and we did some things. We had some good plays, and we were rolling to a beginning there, and we just got to keep that thing going and keep capitalizing on the stuff that people give us.
Yeah, and last one, we're up against it, but I just wanted to ask you about, if you could just kind of, in a broad scope, would you break down kind of the changes at receiver as far as, you know, Stevie out, and Mike Williams and Sammy in, and just what you get out of Mike Williams?
So overall as a wide receiver group, or just
the broad changes that have taken effect?
It's exciting. I mean, I think it's one of those things as a player, as a coach with EJ and myself, is just kind of getting to feel what they do good. You know, it's always about what they do good and then going from there. Yeah, I think that right now it's kind of throwing everything at them, you know, and seeing what sticks, seeing what they're good at, what EJ can complete well to each one of those guys. I mean, like I said earlier about Sammy's an electric player. Mike is a big dude that can go and make some tough catches. And I think it's just the feel of all these different guys that are in there, just getting used to them. That's why these practices are so important to us. And every single rep counts so much that we just have to learn more about those guys and kind of figure out where everybody fits and then get them the ball as much as we can.